In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the day that we have set aside as Rally Day, also known as Christian Education Sunday. We formally dedicate ourselves to Christian education at every level. While it is grounded in the teaching of Holy Scripture, it's not simply intellectual learning, what the Bible says, or mastering our behavior. Christian education is about understanding the person and the work of Jesus Christ at the center of everything that we do and think and say. And because this is true, what Christian education really boils down to is teaching forgiveness. Almost all of us say that we should practice forgiveness. But the truth is, we don't. In a recent Gallup poll, 94% of Americans said it was important to forgive. And yet that same survey indicated that only 48% said they actually try to forgive others. So we have Matthew 18 before us today. In most every church constitution, this passage is cited. So we think that so-and-so really messed up and with some juicy sin, and we need to go in Matthew 18 them. So we set them aside and we tell them the error of their ways. And if that doesn't do the trick, then we take a couple of our friends along, and having done our due diligence, we tell it to the church, and then if they refuse even to listen to the church, then let them be a Gentile or a tax collector. This is the passage that we cite, dealing with sinners in our midst. Well, let me tell you, this is not some structure for kicking people out of the church. That is not what Jesus is up to in Matthew 18. Jesus is not shaking his head and pointing his finger. Remember, just before this, the context. The story is of this crazy shepherd. The story of the most senseless shepherd you've ever laid your eyes on. As soon as the word gets to him that one lousy sheep has been so foolish as to wander away from the 99, as soon as he gets word of that, this crazy shepherd with urgency leaves the 99. It's ridiculous. He goes hightailing it after that one. He is so out of his mind that out of love, he would go to that sheep, that he would go to any lengths. He would probably even die for that sheep if that's what it took to get that sheep back. And then what does he do? He celebrates that this one has been found. Now, I say this procedure is wrong because after telling about this crazy shepherd and this urgency of God's love, that Jesus would make a radical U-turn and go tell us about a nice recipe of kicking people out. So if we follow these steps, afterward we can sleep at night and say, well, at least we followed the steps. I think that when Jesus preached this, he said it something like this. If your brother sins against you, go! Quickly! Do it! It's the same way that the shepherd gets word that the one has been gone. He leaves everything and he goes into the wilderness. If your brother sins, go. If your brother is lost or in danger of being lost, drop everything and hightail it to his front porch. Don't let it fester. Disturb his dinner. Don't wait until maybe he gets over it or maybe you get over it. Go now. Drop everything and go with the crazy urgency of the shepherd. And if for some reason it doesn't take, then we'll take someone else with you. And if that doesn't work, then tell the whole church, and the whole church will camp out in front of his lawn. Tell him about this crazy love of this crazy shepherd. Do whatever it takes to get this brother back. And if that doesn't work, then, and only then, treat him as a tax collector. Here's a little trivia for the kids, right? Who are the two tax collectors named in the Bible? Right? Matthew, right? He's the one who gave us these words. And also Zacchaeus, that's right. And how does Jesus treat them? Well, he calls one out of the tax office, and the other he calls out of the trees. And he goes to their house for dinner. And between bites, he shares the crazy love of a crazy father who sent his son into the wilderness to seek and to save the lost that he loves. Go. Do it. Face to face. In our day, in our age, it's tough. No doubt about it. We live in a digital age. We live in a world where we can abuse and attack and accuse. We can fester our resentment in some digital cave behind a screen. You can post a blog or go to a forum or a comment box with an anonymous name. How impossible is it to confront another face to face and say, something is wrong. And in Christ, we need to fix it. Matthew 18 is the process of forgiveness. And when we truly do this, we do the work of Christian education. For every one of us has sinned against someone else. Every one of us has been sinned against. Everyone here has some festering anger, guilt, resentment, some wound that never healed. And what does God say to us? Does he say, go write a blog, send a tweet, post a message? No, he says, go. Figure it out. No waiting around. Because the thing about face to face is actually you have to show your face. You have to do the one thing that scares the heck out of all of us, which is you have to be honest with your own sin. You have to own your own part. That things have gotten messed up. Do whatever it takes to regain your brother or sister. Go. Do whatever it takes. Not because you have to, or because there is some structure, procedure that you have to follow, and afterward you can say, well, at least I followed the rules. And don't go because you have to wrangle out an apology out of someone who has wronged you. Go because you are that foolish, wandering sheep. Go because you are the one that got chased down by that crazy shepherd. Go because you got hounded. And he wouldn't let a cross and a grave get in his way. And who shows up to you today, borrowing these lips, saying, all has been atoned for. All has been forgiven. Yes, all has been answered for. Go because you know that Jesus hung out with people, and those same people have been affected by this disease called forgiveness, and you have contracted it. And just maybe, there's some other sheep out there that need to hear this urgent message. If your brother sins, go. And if trouble should arise, if some tension should arise, if one should sin against another and another against the one, if some stuff goes down and makes our community crack, we are not going to run. We are going to go and with the love of Jesus make it right. We are not going to let it fester. We will go right away, and we are not going to stop at anything. We'll bring 2, 3. We'll bring the whole darn church. Camp out on your front lawn. We will swallow our pride. We will remove the planks from our own eyes. We'll fess up to our own failings. And we will look as ridiculous as that shepherd who left the 99. We won't look at who sinned against whom, but simply as brothers and sisters with the sweet fact that each of us is that stupid sheep who the shepherd stopped at nothing to save, to make his very own. And if that doesn't work, well, we'll be forced to treat you like a tax collector. And then we'll invite ourselves over to your house for dinner and keep telling you of the crazy love of this amazing shepherd who stops at nothing, and the disease called forgiveness that we just can't shake. In the name of Jesus, amen.